Clearwater on the line with us. How are you today? Yeah, just played a couple of your tracks.
Oh, yeah? Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I played, They Call Me the Chief and Too Old to Get Married.
Hi, my name is Bob Nelson, and I'm Aaron's co-host, and I've also done a blues show here for a long time. Can you hear me okay on the speakerphone? Okay, that's good. Thank you. I have to lean over a little bit. you talked about moving to Chicago, and you mentioned people like Magic Sam. Now, is it true that the West Side Sound, you had bands that only maybe had three people, like, you know, guitar and vocal, and then bass and drums, and that was it? Yeah, so exactly right. Yeah, so it wasn't much so much horns or things like that. It was just a very basic band. Chicago was really where it's at. When you mentioned Chuck Berry, I was thinking of, like, Chess Records and things like that, and the whole scene. I went to Chicago around 97 or 98, and I went to Blue Chicago and Kingston Mines, and I had a great time. Didn't you have a club years ago or something called Reservation? Yeah, great. Because I know some people like Coco Taylor and Buddy Guy have their own clubs.
Out there to be able to keep playing as long as you have.
Well, just love for the music and the love for the fans. That's the reaction. I love the music and I love the fans. If you enjoy the music, I just hope you'll make some progress after with what I'm doing. Thank you.
festivals up in Maine and in Boston itself and Boston and various other places in New England. And it's great to see all these acts. I remember seeing like a Sugar Blues, for example. It was great. I saw him at the Boston Blues Festival. He was the one that was saying on this year by the Rolling Stones. And Robin Peterson, I've seen him.
So, how long has another thing your band been together? So, of the people you've played with, how many
people?
Different types of blues. What is your favorite? Of all the different types and styles of blues, what is your favorite?
Types of blues?
Yes.
Well, my favorite is Chicago style. I've been doing it for quite a few years.
What did you think of the Blues Brothers when they came up? I've been playing it here at the station since 1988.
Yeah, I've had a blues show since then, 30 years. Yep. Yeah, we had a woman, sadly, she passed on about 15 years ago. I don't know if you ever met Nate Kramer. She used to do a show on WGBH Radio in Boston, and she was so involved with promoting the acts and interviewing and everything. This woman, her name is Nate Kramer. Again, she did pass it, yeah. She did so much over like 30 years herself playing blues and radio.
musicians today do you like or enjoy? I said, today, which musicians do you enjoy listening to?
I think I read that you are left-handed and you had to turn your guitar upside down and restring it a certain way, just like I think Albert King did the same thing. You had to learn. Getting out there and for a donation, we're a non-commercial station, so I can't say buy it. But people can get your albums and they go up to you and have you sign them. It's just great. It must be great to meet all these people that love your music. So what would you say to someone who's an up-and-coming artist if they came to you for advice on getting into music and staying with it? Songs you've written, what is your favorite? Which I would assume are life-based, not just coming mind. I said those would probably be life-based. You had to live it in order to be able to write those. Thinking that in the old days you must have put out some singles like in the 50s or 60s. Have they ever issued an album of your very early stuff, your singles from way back then?
Yes, in Europe.
There are some very dedicated blues bands in Europe. I went to Chicago 20 years ago, and I went to Buddy Guy's Checkerboard Lounge to see John Kleiner. So I went there. I actually went to a White Sox game, and then afterwards I went to see John Kleiner. And a man was there from Sweden, and he was coming to Chicago for the first time to see Chicago blues, and they put him up on stage and everything. He was having the time of his life. Oh my God, I'm in Chicago. I'm with John Kleiner on stage. I think he did, and so did I. Like I said, right after the ball game, I went and took the loop train or whatever the heck it was and went to 33rd Street.
Favorite story working with some of these great artists you talked about that you could share with us?
Two of them were basically the Jay Giles band, who were from here back in the night. From the Boston. It was them except for Peter Wolf. He wasn't on it. We got to talk to John Giles from that band last year, but it was just some great albums over the years for people like that.
So what's your perfect day? Okay, what would you consider your perfect day? Do you have your original guitar? What do you think of the music today compared to the blues of the past? Thank you.
house right now. It's about 60. It's about 60. So, on your average day, you wake up, get up, and anything special you do to just keep going and keep motivated and enjoying life? That's why the blues are there to help you get through it.
That's why the blues are there to help you get through it. You say that question. That's why the blues come there.
We had a discussion before you called that, you know, people think the blues are that, and everybody's blue, but it's not all about being blue. It's about being positive and energized and really enjoying music.
Some very celebratory blues, not just Chicago, but I think of places like New Orleans, where it's one big party, you know, you get the guy to go there.
Yeah, New Orleans is like,
So, what is your favorite type of venue to play? A big club or something intimate? And your wife must love your music. Your wife must love your music.
He's asking if your wife must love your music. People know we're doing this on a speakerphone while our regular phone system is being worked on. So if Eddie has a tough time hearing us, that's why we're doing it with a speakerphone.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Sorry from our side, but
yeah, we're just letting the listeners know that's why sometimes you didn't hear us too well.
So any special song that you've written for your wife over the years? So how long have you, with being a musician and having a long career, how long have you been married? Please say hello to her for us and tell her thank you for allowing us to take you away from her today. Please thank her for allowing us to have time with you today and taking some time away from her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you? I want to thank you for allowing us to have some time with Eddie today and taking him away from you.
Well, you know what? I have a
that really dancing when you when it's heavy metal?
Yeah.
So, besides your husband, who's your favorite artist? Well, that makes sense. I mean, but 21 years today is a long time to be married.
It doesn't seem like it at all.
Especially someone in the entertainment business. It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it must all be good because he goes on the road, whether you go with him or not, and he's right back there with you. Said he wrote a couple songs to you. That must have made you feel, must make you feel very, very special. So, he's telling us he's working on his new album. What do you think of the new album? What is your favorite place to visit with him?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
What is your favorite place to visit, venue, or location to go away to? Both.
Or to vacation, understand?
Yeah, both vacation and to see him play. Imagine if we did that here. Imagine if we did that here in the United States.
Oh my God, never.
Some places people are nice like that, so some places. very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Why don't we go to some music?
Go back to that, maybe they'll call back or something.
In just a moment. We listen to what's happening on 91.7 WMWM in Salem.
Once you were mine, I remember skies. So here we go. This is how it goes.
I know that love is true because of